Welcome back to Raisin Brand, the official Pixel Labs podcast, where we talk about creative and marketing and how the two come together to build brands. Our goal with this podcast is to use our own experiences, along with that of our guests, to give you a little insight into how you can improve your brand or grow your skills in your marketing career.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raisin Brand podcast, powered by Pixel Labs, where we take time to have conversations and share ideas to help you navigate the complex world of marketing. Today, we have a really great episode that I'm personally super excited about. But before we get into it too much, we have a special guest to introduce. You've probably heard her name before, and she'll be joining us more consistently as a part of this podcast. So, Amanda, welcome. I would just love to have you introduce yourself, and then I think there's maybe some exciting news to share.
I think there may be. My name is Amanda Goodman. I was a journalist for 20 years, won a couple Emmys along the way, leading. I really wanted to follow a passion of being a child advocate, someone who would empower women. So I'm right now the executive director of Family and Children's Council, but we're partnering.
Yeah.
I'm partnering with Pixel Labs. I'm so excited because they're the best in the Cedar Valley and in the state of Iowa, actually. And we're going to be doing some reputation management, which it's my jam.
Yeah. Oh, we're so excited to have you here. So excited to sit down and talk about this. And so I think that that's a great segue and very fitting to transition to our topic today. So what is reputation management? It's a new service, you know, for Pixel Labs through our partnership. And I'd love to hear, you know, what are your thoughts when, you know, when Amanda's talking about reputation management, what does that look like?
It means you are controlling the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You are making sure you're telling your story and you're not letting anybody else tell your story. You're not letting them control the narrative because it's so vital in this day and age. Everything we do has to do with social media, right?
Yeah.
And everywhere you go, there's an opinion, there's a rumor, there's gossip, and it could ruin a company, it could ruin a school, it could ruin an institution, it could ruin a person. And so that's why it's so important. It's kind of, it's a new way thing of not, it's not saying PR anymore, right? Like publicly, I hate when people say that. It's reputation management, because at the end of the day, that's all you can control in life. And once that's gone, it's hard to bounce back.
Yeah, well, and it's pretty amazing, too, with, you know, the introduction of smartphones and social media, like you said. I mean, there's nowhere really that you can go to hide. You know, if you have, you know, bad intentions or you treat somebody, you know, how you shouldn't, I mean, it's likely that it'll get captured. And if you don't, you know, if you're not thinking about that and different things, I mean, it could have a really damaging effect to you or the company that you work for.
Everything that you do is being, I mean, you're being watched at every moment of the day through social media. You're being tracked. I mean, I'm so thankful I went to college in the 90s, way before cell phones and social media. There is no record of anything. So that's why it's really important. I think that's why reputation management for every business, no matter what size you are, it's vital in this day and age.
Yeah, well, and that, and you kind of answered the question, but I was curious, you know, who needs it? You know, who should be thinking about it? Why should they be thinking about it? You know what? So think of like a small shop on Main Street. I mean, why would reputation management be important to them?
Because they need to reach out to their customer and put things in real talk, right?
Right.
Nothing is real, right? Everything is glossed over on social media, right? We see everybody's highlight reel. You know, you never see, you know, the mess that's going on in someone's house. You're seeing like the picture perfect family vacation photos, right? So then it changes people's, you know, the way they think. So if you have like a mom and pop shop on Main Street, let's have a conversation with your future customer. Let's have a conversation like, why should I come in here? You know, why am I relatable to these people? It's one of those things. And, you know, reputation management is not just only, you know, responding to a crisis, but it's establishing trust.
Yep.
And that's really important. It's, are you real? Nobody wants to give their money to anybody who's a phony or, you know, tries to pretend that they're somebody that they're not.
Yeah. Great point. Great point. So I think then, you know, when, so say somebody reaches out for, you know, a meeting, wants to learn more about what reputation management looks like for them. What does that process kind of look like? You know, if they reach out to Amanda Goodman and ask about that.
I like, that's funny. Amanda Goodman. I just feel so, you know,
it's just,
I feel so cool right now.
It's awesome.
I feel so cool right now. It's, you know, sitting down and talking, I need to learn about everything that they do, everything that they do, and talk about the messaging. I mean, it's really, really important to what is their perception of the message? And then, but really, I'd like to lead them on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know what it's like to live life in a glass fishbowl, and I know what it's like, how important it is to control your own narrative. So I hope people would kind of just trust me. Let me lead you. I'm not going to mm-hmm. lead you in the wrong way. Let me lead you. And just, I need you to have faith in me and to follow. Because I promise that at the end of the day, my biggest goal is to protect you, protect your brand, protect your reputation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. So it's interesting. So I sit here and listen to your talk. Like, I almost forget, like, oh, I got to host this thing. Like, you just do such a good job explaining everything. But I think that's really exciting. You know, what's really exciting for us here at Pixel Labs, too, is so while we're able to, you know, to help, you know, Amanda have these conversations, you know, we also have an awesome team that, you know, if there's going to need to be videos or any sort of media that needs to go out, you know, we're able to do that. And so we're really excited about that as well.
The crossover is amazing. And this is, it's funny how we all came together. So I only would use Pixel. I only mm-hmm. use Pixel. So for our podcast with Tara and I, like our podcast, we, you know, we shoot it here, we record it here. Every video that has ever left Family and Children's Council since I've been there, I've only used Pixel. Because the quality of work, everyone is so genuine and authentic in this building. And so I remember calling Zach one day and I said, I just need to write. I just mm-hmm. want to write and I don't want anybody to know that it's me. And that's what's cool. And so on mm-hmm. the side, I've been doing it, helping, you know, some schools, some small businesses with some mm-hmm. crisis management. So they've been in the news, they've been in the newspaper, and we've put that positive spin on it. And it was my words, but nobody knew it was me. And that is so satisfying because I want to be anonymous. Like, I really want to be anonymous.
Yeah. Oh, well, awesome. Well, again, we're super excited. We're really excited about this service, reputation management, you know, partnering with Amanda on this. So if you have any questions, I mean, please reach out, but I think this is a good time. I think this is a good point to wrap up. But do you have anything else to share with the audience today?
I'm just trust us. You need this. Let's just sit down and have a talk. Mm-hmm. Let's just sit down and have a talk and see what we can do for you and how we can help you and how we can protect you. Because at the end of the day, you're worth it. And don't let anybody else come in and try to create a storm or wreak havoc on what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you so much, Amanda. Again, this is Raisin Brand, powered by Pixel Labs. We're here to have conversations and share ideas to help you navigate the complex world of marketing. Take care, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks so much to everyone for listening today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to the Raisin Brand podcast on so you can get notified when new episodes go live. If you'd like to be a guest on our show or you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, let us know by emailing podcast@thepixellab.co. Again, that's podcast@thepixellab.co. Thank you again and have a great week.